League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, cool.
You can't just go us, Rory. You have to give us time to insert banter here.
Oh, I didn't even put that in the sheet. So do we skip the banter?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the WTF1 podcast. We are here in Mexico. It doesn't look like Mexico, does it? But we are here, and I must apologise for the audio quality, the echo. But we had to get the podcast done, and this is the room we were given. So, you know, having the podcast, not having the podcast. Who are you?
I'm Tommy.
Yeah, you're not Tommy.
This is Jason. Jason, hello, Jason. You actually were Tommy's best man, weren't you?
Yes, and he was mine. Yeah, so we go way back to primary school. I think we met when we were like 14, 15, something like that.
Hang on, wait, primary school?
I got that wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys must have skipped, like had to redo a lot of years.
We were not very clever. So
15 and you're there with like 9 years.
On those little chairs as well.
Yeah, so I just look like a giant.
Is that that's really why you wanted to like go back, just so that you felt like
Yeah,
you
I
were
still
a giant.
Got bullied as well by the Aww. Little kids. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about you, Jason. What do you do?
I'm a filmmaker, as you well know.
You're behind the camera.
I'm behind the camera, not in front, which is why this
because you've
this
done
feels
you've done
weird.
A few things for us in the past, haven't you?
Yes.
So what have you done?
Well, biggest thing was Baku. Baku 2018.
Yeah, that
was squad.
Unbelievable Baku squad. Yep, which was just ridiculous. The things you and I had to like go and film in the evenings after the F1 stuff had ended.
Yeah,
it was
3 a.m. wasn't it? We got to know each other.
Well.
Yes, we did.
Let's keep it clean, guys. Yeah.
Moving on. Obviously, everyone knows, or hopefully knows, but at this point, we're 17 episodes in. That you're Jess and I'm.
I am, and you are.
Yeah. Should we talk about the Mexico Grand Prix?
We should probably talk.
Probably good.
You've always been an F1 fan, though, haven't you?
Yes,
Jason.
I have.
That's why we've invited you along. You're not just some.
Also, no one else was available.
Yeah. There was
that is true.
Let's be honest.
Nobody.
No one that could speak English. Anyway.
Oh, hold on, someone just walked past. Thanks, Jason.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for coming.
Cool.
Okay, let's talk about the Mexican Grand Prix. We are here, Shell House. We've been doing some fun stuff with Shell, haven't we? Which
we
has
have.
Been awesome. Spent some time with Kimi, as I said, in Internet's Best Reactions, and also now, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It was a good video, wasn't it? Kimi smiling.
Yeah.
It was lit.
It was odd.
It was odd.
It was odd. We never see him for that duration of time as happy as he was. So after a while, I was like, it's an imposter. It can't be him, surely.
Yeah.
But like,
so many comments are like, that can't be him.
That's definitely not
that
him.
That can't be him. So we will actually also announce the Yas Marina Circuit competition winner a little bit later on as well. So stay tuned for that one. It will be coming soon. So we haven't sacked Tommy, though, have we? You are just.
You told me I was. I'd got his
job.
The
founder.
Oh, you found WTF1.
I found it.
You found it. Tommy threw it away.
Yeah, I found it.
Do you mean founded?
As you're our guest, Jason.
Yes.
3-word race review. Jess has already hit a mic once. Good work.
I didn't hit it. I did not hit it. Did I hit it? What am I like?
I mean, you are very close to the microphone. Anyway, Jason, your 3-word race review.
Okay, I would go with solid Ferrari performance.
I love the way you've kind of like you kind of put the eyes like I'm just going to make this up on the spot.
I teed it up. Yeah.
Why that? 3 words.
Well, I think Vettel did pretty darn well to get to where he did, carve his way through the field. That move on Ricciardo, that was pretty nice. Raikkonen less so, I think, but still, you know. Both on the podium, weren't they? So
I think they got the strategy right, didn't they?
Yes,
Ferrari.
For once.
They did. Yeah. they get massively. Well, they have over the season had been quite criticised quite heavily for their strategy, and at times they have got it wrong. And people were thinking during that race, why are they still out there? But it actually worked an absolute treat.
Well, they thought that in COTA, didn't they? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
what Ferrari doing? Oh, yeah. Actually, it's worked.
Yeah, so it's funny, isn't it? Though, because they seem to, like you say, be doing. What everybody from the outside thinks is like the wrong thing to do, but then actually it plays completely into their hands, and it's like everyone else is like, "Oh, oh yeah, why didn't we think of that? Like, it's quite a funny couple of races for them. But I mean, I agree, Jason. I think it was solid performance from them. Just
Kimi didn't really show up to the races.
It was more of an inherited podium, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, definitely.
You know, he still had to be in that position to inherit it, so.
He did indeed.
But good to see, you know, both drivers on there at the end of it, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, I mean, I can believe it. When, you know, you're kind of looking at when the Ferraris were staying out, you wouldn't have said they would finish second and third in the race. Obviously,
no.
it came down to Ricciardo retiring and the Mercedes, they were
Where
dreadful.
Were they?
They were absolutely dreadful. Actually, on Ferrari, at Ollie Strickland, Vettel didn't spin, was his three-word race review.
Yeah.
For once, contact, and it didn't spin his car around. Yeah.
I think we all like made a note of that as it happened as well. Like,
I think for that one, though, it was like side-by-side, wasn't it? Rather than if Vettel had been half a car length back, he would have gone.
Yeah.
It would have been round again for the fourth time. But
yeah.
Bit like a footballer being fouled and just like really like diving and rolling on the floor. Vettel just spins the car out like, oh my God.
But yeah, for me, Vettel was... drove a sensational race, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think the Ferrari was really there in performance if we look at Kimi. Like, Kimi, he had fresh air and he couldn't get anywhere near the front guys. So, and Vettel, you know, really took it to Ricciardo, and he would have, I think, got him had it not been for the retirement anyway. You kind of inherited the position, but he was all over the back of him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he had some great pace, which was good to see. Obviously, it was sad for him to have to then release the championship to Hamilton. Mm. But...
Yeah.
And then that was just a whole anticlimactic, as I found, not climatic.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that? Anticlimactic isn't a word. Climactic.
Climactic, yeah.
Blew my mind when you told me that. But yeah, it was quite anticlimactic.
it was definitely. And we were kind of saying before that a lot of Lewis's championships have been won with him not on the podium at the race that he wins the championship at. So, and it's just, it's weird because... I mean, obviously, like, it was nice that they put out the position for him to pull alongside the podium winners, but then, like, all the attention is completely off the guys that have put in a good race.
Yeah,
like,
I felt sorry for Max.
Max put in such a good performance. Like,
dominated it.
It. From the word go, like, all weekend he's been on fire. I mean, obviously, he didn't quite get pole on Saturday, but my gosh, was he...
He was gone. He just checked out.
He was, he was just, and then his start was amazing. You know, he just kept it where he needed to. He just drove a really good race. And yeah, then, but all the cameras were on Lewis because obviously he's just won the championship. So it's just a bit, it always makes me feel a bit awkward. Mm. And, you know, a win's a win and every driver should get the ability to celebrate that. But how can you when you've literally been upstaged by... the championship winner.
I wonder if Max's victory today will actually be remembered. And, you know, his
last year was the same.
Yeah.
And Max won last year and he didn't get the same sort of appraisal because Hamilton had won the championship as well. So,
and the winners of the next few races, like, again, like, it doesn't...
Well, it won't be Hamilton, we know that, because he never wins.
He never wins after he's won the championship. So, yeah, but they just carry less weight, don't they? Because... Mm. It's still, obviously, like, we all still want to watch the racing. Like, I'm glad there's another two races to go because please don't end season. But
do end because 2019 is going to be so good.
Yeah, but it's just a bit... like, Lewis doesn't have to turn up anymore. He's done. He's finished. Like, he can go off and promote more Tommy Hilfiger stuff. Yeah. Like, he doesn't have to...
Other clothing brands are available.
Yeah.
do a winter clothing line now.
Yeah.
I'm not actually wearing my Tommy Hilfiger jumper. So
no, but you are wearing a .001 hoodie.
Which, surprisingly, you can find in the WTF1 shop.
It's a good
segue. What a plug.
It's a new store as well. It actually looks really good. Just saying. Like, just go check it out.
I can't wait to wear my hoodie on the plane tonight. It's a really comfy hoodie.
Do I get free stuff for being on?
No.
Because Rory promised.
Who's Rory?
Who's Rory? Oh, Rory. Yeah. Rory is. He's featured in one WTF1 video, and in the Hockenheim one. He's currently behind the camera swearing at me because he was screaming like a little girl in that Aston Martin. But no, you don't get free stuff. But yeah, maybe you'll get free stuff if you come back for a second. If the people like you.
Oh, well, you've laid the gauntlet
now.
That's
gets.
It. Yes. Okay,
pressure. We're going to give a... Okay,
comment with give Jason free stuff.
Yeah.
I need it.
Give Jason
I need
a .001 hoodie. That's what you have to say if you want Jason to get a free hoodie, and then he'll post it on his Instagram.
Please. Yes, please.
Let's go to my three-word race review now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 2011? Is my question. for those of you that maybe didn't watch it in 2011, it was when the tyres were degrading quicker than the soap bar in a shower with water going on it.
I mean...
You mean you could have said, like, snow in a desert, but whatever.
But it doesn't snow in a desert.
Yeah, but you don't get snow
it's
in the desert.
It's a metaphor.
You get you buy your soap and you put it in the shower.
I think the soap one was better than
Thank
snow in a desert.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I don't.
Anyway, back to the tyres. Not soap. It was weird. It was kind of like a 50-50 split opinion on social media I saw anyway. With, you know, people, some people were saying, I don't really like the fact the tyres are degrading and they're having to baby them and whatnot. But for me, it wasn't 2011 spec.
No.
But it was... It just gave strategy. You know, it gave an element of strategy. You had Ricciardo, who was on a one-stop. Verstappen was on a two-stop. You had the Ferraris going longer and then having fresher tyres to come through. Like, I love that sort of stuff. And, okay, maybe it was slightly on the extreme side in terms of, you know, that Hamilton couldn't really drive after 10 laps. Because it almost seemed like the tyres had to go through a graining phase and then they'd come back 20 laps later. Because
yeah,
Ricciardo was... on like 40 lap old super soft setting the fastest lap.
Yeah.
So it was a weird kind of, it wasn't like, as an F1 fan, you couldn't really understand what was going on. So maybe in that element, they needed to be a bit more predictable in the way that they degrade. But I thought it was awesome.
I think it's good to have that unpredictability in the sport. Like, I agree. I don't know if 2011, like, I don't want to go back to that.
When it was like 5-6 seconds a lap quicker when you pit and stuff.
Exactly.
The undercut just became ridiculous.
Exactly. So, but I do like the fact that it causes two stop races, because there's just, you know, it gives you another element to go, you know, if the race is kind of settling down, you've always got that next strategy moment that everyone's waiting for to reset.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, if there's a safety car or a virtual safety car or whatever, like it always like adds to the anticipation, and it is good to see, and it shows different driving styles, I think, as well, because some drivers are very good at managing their tyres.
Mm-hmm.
Max is one of them. And some people are not so good at managing their tyres. So it just adds an extra element. But it was funny, we saw a tweet. What was it about the super hard?
Yeah, by Chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, that featured an internet's best reaction, if you haven't seen it. Yeah.
They didn't bring it. Like, has it ever been used?
No, it's not been used this season.
Oh, I mean, what? Like,
I feel like they just introduced it because they're like, well, we've got a hyper soft, so we may as well have something that's really, really, really hard as well. But then they've never been up for... I think they must have been up for selection, but then just they didn't get selected. They're just not used.
Yeah, maybe just to promote their colour, walls, tyres.
They had a bit of paint left over, just knock it on.
Yeah, they had a bit of orange paint
yeah,
left.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it works, right?
They're changing the rules next year, aren't they? So they'll only be through... Well, there'll be different compounds, but
it'll
only...
It'll be the same... Well, from what I know, it's the same selection, but... They will be known as blah, 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 like the three. Was it soft?
Yeah.
Hard, soft, and whatever.
Medium.
Yeah, medium, yeah.
That other measurement.
Which is going to be interesting, because for me, when I actually missed that. What was that?
No, it's fine. I was just taking the test.
I'll watch it back. which for me, I was this, you know, the same as everyone, saying, why don't they just have three, and then it's so much easier to understand. But then at the same time, it's going to make it even more difficult to explain what... So for like F1 fans... like hardcore ones like us, you know, we love the fact that we can know exactly what type of tyres there. But when it is just soft, medium and hard, but then they're like, oh yeah, but this soft is the soft, like the ultra soft from 2015, which is the hyper soft, and you know, and
it gets confusing.
It's going to get confusing. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting, especially if they have these hyper softs for Monaco and then you have the much more durable, you know, for like China and stuff. So it's, I don't know, it's going to be a weird one.
It's good that they have more compounds to choose from, because the tracks and the conditions differ so much. And it's given us good racing this year. I think the tyres have been spot on this year, bar maybe a couple of occasions where they've been a bit but
we have had quite a few boring one stops.
Yeah, we have. We have. But there have, like, I think a lot of the time when the races have been good, it's been part of that has been down to the tyres. But you're right, like, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, like, it gives us room to make videos on explaining it, which is good.
101.
But, it's going to be, I don't know how the commentator, like, what are the commentators going to say? Like, literally, as you were saying.
Super duper hypersoft is that.
bring in super duper hypersoft. That'd be
really
great.
Honestly, that would be amazing.
That'd
What's your
awesome.
Take on it, Jason? The whole tyre?
I mean, yeah. I think with the tyres, like,
I mean, you're the hard tyre with your t-shirt. You're the same colour, I think, as the...
Confused with wets.
With wets,
Which is the... Oh, yeah, I know. That's confusing in itself. That's why they're changing it. Sorry, Jason.
Personally, I'd just prefer a bit more simplicity
from
it. Just because, like you say, just like the super duper mega
Ultra softs,
or whatever. Just like it's just ridiculous. It's too much.
Yeah.
I'm on board for the change.
You're on board.
I'm on board.
Diversity is the key. Right, Jess, your three-word race review.
I'm going to slightly change it.
But it's on the sheet.
I know. I'm just going to say bad luck, Ricardo.
That's fair.
I think, you know, it was just utterly heartbreaking. He had a poor start.
He had a relatively poor race, if you were to compare it to Max.
Exactly. So. Like, I don't know what was going on or what happened, but he wasn't happy rolling up to the start grid. I mean, we saw he actually started his formation lap from, like, way back in the box. And you were saying that was to pick up...
So he could do a wheel spin to lay the rubber down.
Yeah, he rolled back, didn't he?
Because you actually saw him physically roll back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that'll mean he's going to get a better start. Eek.
No. I haven't rewatched the start again, but was it just... Did you just get wheel spin?
I haven't seen it on board, but I imagine it would have been wheel spin. Although he was saying that his practice starts were absolutely fine. But I think there was actually something fundamentally wrong with the car. That's what he was kind of suggesting in his interview. So,
and he was very angry. Oh, I mean, obviously so. He's had the most retirements out of any driver. More than Alonso.
Yeah.
Which is just... It just boggles my mind.
It shouldn't be right, should it? It shouldn't
that's
be that.
Almost, that's almost half the races he's not finished. Which is just ridiculous. And, you know, I think... It was just such a shame because the Red Bulls were doing so well this weekend. Like, this was their track. And obviously Max won, which is good, but... They wanted that
had a
1-2,
and
it just got completely ruined. And again, it was down to engine failure.
Mm.
I loved the graphic on the F1 thing, by the way. When it was, I think it's useful to have a graphic to explain why a driver is DNF'd.
It just said engine. Didn't it? Yeah,
that's because they're sat there and they're like, right, we need to put a graphic out because he's retired. What was wrong? Engine. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Not like
the graphics weren't great today, though, 'cause didn't it even say. Vettel would be world champion.
Yeah, when it was giving the mathematics, it was like, Vettel's in third and Hamilton was fifth at the time, and it was like, Vettel will be world champion.
It's like they'd got me to type it out. I mean, like, one job.
having done, like, live production before, I can completely sympathise with the people that do that, because it's not easy to do things in moment as things
happen.
Yeah,
but surely you go, right, check that. Okay, it's good to go.
But it also is their job. That is...
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas, like, we've done it on, like, the odd occasion, but, like, it is their job. But it is funny. It provides a lot of entertainment. Last name versus last name.
Yeah.
Is a classic.
First name versus last name. Yeah, because first name, last name, then there was... What was the other one? Oh, they had another mess up. I can't remember what it was now. But it's those kind of things that, although that...
They're little Easter eggs.
Yeah, they're Easter eggs, and they actually promote, like, on social media, explode.
Exactly.
Yeah. So maybe they're like... Oh,
maybe they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, maybe they just...
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, imagine.
We're on to
you, F1. Yeah, you're actually doing it all on purpose. Oh, my God.
Conspiracy.
But yeah, it was just... I think when we put out the tweet and the Instagram post for people's three-word race reviews... The majority of them were like, Ricardo deserves better. And I mean, we've got a few more on there.
And Ricardo, straight after the race, even said, I'll let Gasly drive it. I'm done with it.
That was brutal, wasn't
Sad.
It? Yeah.
It's
sad.
He's,
I wonder
he's
if
gone.
That actually is going to happen now. Will they swap Gasly? I mean, because Helmut Marko and... which one's the really angry one? Is it Helmut Marko or Dietrich Mateschitz that is that really like... Cutthroat.
Helmut Marko.
Dr. Marko, yes.
Yeah, he is a scary person.
Will he allow his driver to say that about his team and the fact that he's leaving, you know?
Yeah.
They've done it before. Because it's been mentioned before.
He gets demoted to Toro Rosso just for the last two races of the season.
Well, he said he'll let Gasly drive it. So he's literally teed it up. It's his fault in a way if it does happen now. Because
I'd loved it if like Gasly was walking past in the background.
Just takes the hat.
Yeah. I mean, we've spoken about, you know, drivers presenting themselves after a race and obviously, like, emotions and adrenaline run high, but, I mean, I thought Christian Horner's comment last week about him having to chat to his future employers was, like, a bit out of
off.
Line.
Yeah, you can
because
tell this.
Because you're still meant to, like, he's still part of your team. He's still contracted for the rest of the season. Like, and I know ultimately, like, it's like when someone hands their notice in at work, right? You're not meant to treat them any differently, but... Things the atmosphere and the situation changes, but what you're saying publicly, you need to watch because it affects everybody and it affects people watching the racing and how they view Red Bull or view Daniel Ricciardo. And I don't think it's gonna do much in terms of reputation damage, but it's just like you said, it could really actually have an effect.
Yeah, I think Red Bull are really quite upset that Ricardo leaving. It's almost like a breakup, and then, you know, they're being sour, and they're like, oh, you know, they can chat to a few future employers and stuff. It does seem like they're really quite bitter about Ricardo leaving, and I think they were shocked.
It came out of nowhere, though, didn't it, really?
They were completely, like, blindsided, I think.
Oh, and for him to go to Renault as well, and they're having such reliability issues with a Renault
engine. Going to Renault, which were over 2 minutes behind.
Yeah.
It was Rory that thought it was 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The timing.
Shout
again,
out to
he's
Rory.
Swearing at me. He's like, he's 2.5 hours behind. Yes, we've been racing for an hour, Rory. He's going the wrong way. some more three-word races you mentioned about, you know, a lot of people coming in with that. We've got Zimena Muncino. I don't know why I put that in Italian.
That's
Ricardo deserves better. Inbaini, Daniel needs hugs. And Elise Marsden. Poor Danny Rick. It was sad. And another thing that was also sad was Perez also retiring.
Mm. Oh, I was gutted. Absolutely gutted.
Oh, because the Mexican fans are so passionate, aren't they?
You
see them.
I was
like eyeing him for like best of the rest as well.
Yeah.
I figured he could probably just about pull that off and it'd be amazing. Yeah,
I don't know if his strategy would have allowed him to, purely because he started on the super soft, so he would have had to have gone on to the less favourable. It wouldn't have been the hypers, I don't know. But yeah, I think he was definitely up there for a good point to finish.
Home race as well. It's got a sting.
Apparently,
hasn't
some
it?
Of the Mexican fans started leaving after
I'm
he
not
crashed.
Surprised. They're there for him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really sad because I mean, it must be great. I mean, it must be the same for every driver at their home Grand Prix, but they're literally treated like superstars, and that must be such a good feeling.
Well, we were in the paddock.
Yeah,
and we'll get on to why shortly. and you know, we saw that like, the media, like, because we spoke to Esteban Ocon very briefly. I was like, "Hey, mate," and then he was, and I was like, "Oh, they're all for you." And you're like, "No, they'll leave when Checo's finished."
Yeah,
and it was.
It did.
Like
it did
that.
Actually happen. It was funny because he had like Esteban was doing like a small, really small media. Like there was like three or four reporters or whatever, and Sergio Perez had like about 20 people trying to fit into the space for four journalists, like. Literally, like cameras flashing, everything. Like everybody was running over for a picture. It was. It must be so good, but then equally, like more heartbreaking to then not finish for the fans.
But had you noticed as well, like as we've been like around Mexico City this week, the only sort of posters or advertising for Formula One, is just of Checo.
Yeah.
It's all him.
He's the gladiator.
Yeah.
He's the superstar, isn't
he?
Yeah.
There's so no pictures of like Hamilton like trying to get the title here or Vettel or anything like that. It's just all been. Perez. Mm-hmm. So
it's been a just rubbish weekend really for Force India. Had Ocon who had the contact at the start of the race.
Yeah.
And then he had another and then he hit Hartley as well.
Hit Hartley.
I don't know how much that damage that did, but I think
they were apparently they were both carrying each other's bodywork on the cars again.
As
so
was
like,
Alonso.
Yeah.
Again.
Alonso had his end board, didn't
so,
he? Yeah.
I saw comments that the cars were pretty badly damaged, but
so we mentioned the paddock. Let's talk about that. So we were in the paddock. No, sorry, Jason, you weren't.
Were you? Cool.
Please don't be angry. But that
it's
was
fine.
Down to...
I was in the paddock for a bit, day before.
Our tour? We
yeah,
went
right on the paddock tour.
Safari.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, so you had that.
Yeah.
But not yesterday. thanks to Charles Leclerc, out of all people.
Who'd have thought?
People that follow me on Twitter or, you know, seen on social media, you'd see that I kind of put out a very much a...
Begging tweet.
It was begging. It was a passive beg. I won't lie to you. I mean, it was desperation at this point. You know? Everyone's like, you know, why don't you buy a ticket? But it was late. It was literally like, oh, okay, we've got
we
a free
didn't know
day.
We didn't know we were going to be
we
free
didn't know
on
we'd
Saturday.
Have a free day, and then all of a sudden it was, oh, we're free. So yeah, I put that out, and then 20 minutes before qualifying, he DMs. I'm laying in bed, just about to watch the qualifying, and then
Jason had brought snacks.
Yeah,
we were going to watch it in the hotel room.
I felt so bad.
I mean, they were terrible snacks.
Were
so
they?
I mean, you dodged a bullet. They were disgusting.
No way.
I was nodding as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, 20 minutes before qualifying, Charles Leclerc just says, "Do you want one or two passes?" And I immediately then just start spamming Jess on WhatsApp.
It literally went, Jess. I was like, I thought something like serious had happened. And then you sent me the screenshot and I was like, no freaking way.
Yeah.
So yeah, we turned up. We missed quali. We watched quali outside the circuit on Matt's phone.
At least I had snacks.
Exactly.
I mean, they're terrible. But
I think all the security
sobbing into my crisps.
All the security guards thought that we were like lurking.
Yeah.
And we kept saying, "No, Sauber's coming. Sauber's coming." And they were like, "What?"
Yeah. Well, The amount of people that must have walked past us watching it on our phone. Like,
I wish we'd have got a picture because that would have been so funny.
I wonder what they thought. Like, they've travelled all the way to the Mexican Grand Prix to stand outside.
No, it's only over the fence, mate. It's just
so we could say that we were there.
Yeah, we can hear it and watch it. That's for £0.
Got the music turned down on your phone so you couldn't hear it, but you heard it live.
Exactly. But no, it was insane. So thank you ever so much
to Charles Leclerc. Yeah.
Because that was a pretty special
and
thing to do.
I got to finally meet him, which was
awesome. I don't know why I didn't film that.
Yeah, it was a very brief encounter. It wasn't exactly like...
I was rubbing my hands on my jeans to like... I was getting sweaty palms.
I
know. So I was like, please don't have sweaty hands.
And yeah, it was quite cool as well because, you know, we came in and we just kind of stood around and literally 2 seconds after we went in, mm-hmm. Charles starts walking with his qualifying overalls. I thought Rory was... Oh, we're saying goodbye to the Shell guys we've been working with. Bye. We're going to call you. Yeah, we love you too. So we've been working with Shell and they're leaving. So that's why we're waving. completely lost my train of thought. But yeah, Charles Leclerc. Saw him with his qualifying.
He was literally straight out of the car.
And he was like, hey, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, we got to go now. I was like...
and then you were tweeting him the entire time we were in the paddock going, you around?
I was like,
you around?
I know, tweeting him all the time. Tweeted him once saying, oh yeah, you know, are you around? Want to say goodbye? No reply. No, right, don't worry, Charles.
I mean, they say you should never meet your heroes, but how was it?
He's not my hero.
Well, Michael
Schumacher is my hero.
All right, love interest.
You're probably not gonna meet Schumacher, though, are you?
Oh my God. I hope so. Maybe one day. Maybe Mick Schumacher.
That would be cool.
I will fanboy over that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Right. Let's talk about the Mexican Grand Prix a little bit more before we finish.
So three-word race review.
Was actually from Katie Iredale, that question about Charles.
Yeah.
Three-word race review from fans. Yes, we had the Mexican Grand Prix. I thought that was fantastic from Floris Cohen.
That's not bad, actually.
No? What would you rate that, Jason, out of 10? Give it to me.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Seven. It's a solid seven.
I'll give it 7.5.
I'll give it an 8.
All right. An 8?
Yeah. Had to outdo.
All right. Okay.
At Odon... Goodness me. I swear people just make Instagram accounts going, right, well, I'm going to make it really difficult.
This is a Twitter account, I think.
Oh, Twitter. Okay.
No, I'm not sure, actually.
At Odonohue Raymond. Oh, Odonohue Raymond. Oh, I've hit my microphone. Stoffel gets points. Yes.
He did.
Stoffel actually had a pretty decent race, to be honest. And I said this, and then I was like, oh, maybe, you know, he's driver of the day, potentially. And then you just looked at me.
Yeah, he's not driver
disgusting.
Of the day.
No. No.
In a McLaren?
Get in the bin.
No.
Whoa.
He's only there through other people's misfortunes.
He's not rating his performance. I think he was top three.
He was
top
a good
three
performance.
Drive.
He didn't crash.
Top five.
Put it that way.
Who would you put before, Jess? I'm now going to put you on the spot. Who are your other four?
Max, Vettel. I don't know why I do this thing where I swap between using first names and last names.
Well, at least you don't do the same thing. So, like, Sebastian and Vettel.
Shout
out to Herbert, yeah. And then Tommy did that right in the last podcast.
Max and Verstappen, didn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he would be top three then.
Yeah. It was a very good drive.
Know.
I mean, we didn't really see him much. But to be fair, he was eighth. He finished eighth. And mm-hmm. yet he was 16. I mean, he started he got knocked out in Q1. And I remember because he was at the back of that massive train of midfield cars. I mean, the midfield battle was awesome. There wasn't many wheel to wheel stuff, but I just found the fact that they were able to follow closely was tense. Mm. But yeah, actually, no, definitely up there with driver of the day performances.
It's great that he's doing well as he's about to exit to Formula leave. One. So great.
Yeah. He's going to Formula E. Well, it's not
and yeah. to be honest, those Gen 2 cars are pretty cool. Like the Formula E's come forward so much.
It's only a matter of time before it.
Oh, we were discussing this the other night, weren't we?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to remember it's his fifth season, and we're not turning this into a Formula E podcast just yet.
Please don't turn off.
But you know, I think what it might be is that we definitely need somewhere else for F1 drivers to go when, in the case of Ocon and stuff. Mm. I'm not saying Ocon should go to Formula E, but I think that there should be something that's of equal standing or nearly equal standing in a Formula series that people are like, I mean, IndyCar, yes, but, you know, there's not been actually that much F1. There has been F1 crossover, but not so much. It would be great if there was something where people weren't, not in F1 anymore, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think it is or it should be. So, yeah.
Were you going to say something, Jason, then? You look like you were on the edge of your seat to say something. No? Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
At Kira Megan XX, Lewis is king. He wasn't king this weekend, though.
No.
He was far off the pace, but then again, so was Bottas. I didn't even realize Bottas was racing. I didn't see him at all.
Exactly.
The only thing I saw was him locking up and going off into the grass.
Or copying Lewis.
Should I do this as well?
Because you went to the toilet, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you went, did I miss anything? And I was like, Lewis locked up and went across the grass and then got overtaken.
So it's my fault.
And then, I was about to explain how, and then Bottas did exactly
That's what happened.
So, that was interesting. Yeah. And finally...
Thanks for the replay, Bottas.
No worries. Yeah, no worries. I don't know why I'm saying it. I'm not Bottas. At Renzo Moretti, season is over. Now, I don't think the season's over. Brazil is one of the best races on the calendar, purely because of the, mix of conditions. Mm-hmm. The track itself promotes close qualifying because it's a short track. It's a power track, so I imagine Ferrari will probably be at least fastest in the last sector.
And the constructors are still up for grabs, right?
Mathematically possible, but it's done next weekend, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Something catastrophic would have to happen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, maybe both Mercedes will DNF.
For both races, yeah. And maybe, who knows?
Is that your prediction?
Well, we'll get on to that later.
So the actual driver of the day, we had a discussion of who was the driver of the day. It was Max Verstappen, which I think we can all absolutely agree with, can't we? Oh, look at this. Jason's about to say something.
I don't know, actually.
Be careful. Verstappen fans will find
you. I think Max is great. Max is brilliant. 100% on board for Max. But, he had that fantastic start. He had the clean air all the way through. I think he did a phenomenal job. But he didn't have to, fight for it.
Are you going to give it to Vettel, then?
I can't believe I'm saying it, but, yeah, I would probably give it to Vettel, yeah.
I think he had,
Vettel had a great race.
Two standout overtakes. That were just pure class, and it was weird because I was watching it and going why couldn't you have done that earlier in the season? What happened because he put in such a fight. And he didn't win the race, but
it's just lap one. That's all he's got to improve is lap one. I think I said in the last podcast, every other lap he's fine usually.
Yeah.
But lap one is where he's lost so many points.
But that's usually been because he started further back on the grid or there's been something happening. He's made a mistake somewhere.
Yeah, well, he's not been on pole, and it's not like he's made a mistake off his own back. It's always been colliding with someone.
Yeah, so spinning wildly.
Yeah.
A lot of those have been his fault, though, as we said in the last podcast.
# controversial, but yeah, true. It's not really that controversial.
It's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact. Right. What's also a fact is someone has won 2 weekend Grand Tand tickets to the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix courtesy of Yasmina Circuit, and the winner is, drumroll please, Adam Freebie. Congratulations, Adam Freebie.
You just got a freebie.
Whoa.
Right, that's the end of the podcast.
Are we done here? Come on, guys.
How are we doing for time, Jess? Because we don't have Ali. And Ali's usually the one that does the timing stuff.
We are on 34 minutes currently.
34 minutes. Damn, we're flying through. So let's re-go back to our Mexico Grand Prix predictions. I don't know why I said Schwans.
You're tired.
Actually, I was just kind of just mixing up. And let's go through them. There will be a baseball reference. Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Absolutely, of course. I mean, that was pretty much a set get-go.
Wasn't a set get-go. And I only saw one from Ferrari.
Which was what?
It was, they said, will be something about the bleachers.
Oh, okay.
Swinging for the bleachers. Yeah, we'll be swinging for the bleachers this weekend. And they did.
Well, I should have given Ferrari a point.
Did anyone say it was a home run for Max at any point or anything? Home run for Max, anyone say that?
No, I didn't see that.
They've missed it. Well, yeah, technically a home run would probably mean qualifying on pole as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no one got a home run.
It's not a home run.
All right.
Sorry, Jason, thanks
for coming. Thank you, Ferrari, I'll take a point for that.
Red Bull will go all out for Day of the Dead.
Disappointingly.
Did not.
Yeah, I thought they'd be like face paints again.
But Toro Rosso did.
They did.
Half a point.
Miss you, Tommy. But you're great. Actually, yes. Yeah, what's been your phrase this week?
I feel great.
Literally, every time
I feel great.
It's been a long few days, hasn't
it? Yeah, it has.
Yeah, but after karaoke, we did not feel so great. You are rejuvenated. I don't know how. Honestly.
New woman.
Tequila
seeing you at breakfast, you were like, hey, guys. I was like, why?
So peppy.
Toro Rosso will be fastest in the speed traps. They were not.
Incorrect.
Sauber was, I believe, or at least in one of the sessions that I looked at. And I thought that 354 kilometres an hour, which I saw, I think Charles did, was amazing. But apparently in 2016, Bottas went 375 kilometres an hour or something.
What?
Like 226 miles an hour or something like that.
Holy.
Like,
oh my God.
A rocket ship. Maybe that was during the race with Slipstream. I don't know. But yeah, Toro Rosso was not fastest in the speed traps. They weren't fastest any. They were nowhere. They really were not doing too well.
They did not have a good race. No. And Hartley especially. Sorry, Ali.
Shock.
Oh dear.
Shock Hartley.
I mean, actually, no, Gasly had a poor race. They both had a poor race.
Yeah, Gasly had to pit early and yeah, they just yeah.
Didn't turn up.
But so Gasly's getting a Red Bull next week, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, we will see. A mariachi band will perform in the paddock at some point. We saw it.
Yes, we did. And they played the F1 theme tune and it was amazing.
Which was so good.
Did you film that?
No.
We're not allowed to film in the paddock.
We're not allowed to film in the paddock.
Oh, God. Not That's why you don't take me. Things.
Yeah, you are literally not needed. But
why
now
are you here?
You've been saying that to me all week.
I have.
You booked me.
I'm such a morale booster. Yeah.
You're just not needed. Oh, that's perfect. We definitely get
I'm
a full point.
I'm never using you again.
I need this.
Yeah.
The fans might demand Jason back, and Tommy's actually now not the founder. Just keep nodding. DJ on the... Podium.
Yeah,
Who wrote this? Podium
Tommy
and
did.
Dancers.
Tommy did. That's why he's fired.
Will come out and boogie with the drivers. I mean, that was a very specific prediction from me, but I just kind of run out of ideas, so I just went with the boogie. I love the boogie. We boogied last night. They did not. We had the DJ, though.
Half a point.
Hey, Jason, you need to get in with this. Everyone together now, okay?
Half a point.
Now everyone's turned off for cringe. Nice. Yep. It will rain in both qualifying and the race.
Incorrect.
There was one drop in the rain. Rain? In the
in
race?
In the rain.
In the rain.
There was one drop of rain in the race. We saw it on an onboard. Did it rain in qualifying at any point?
No.
Even one drop?
No.
Half a point.
I don't think you got any points for that.
Okay.
It did rain a lot on Friday.
It rained. Oh my goodness me. Before we went out
oh
for dinner.
Oh my God, it was monsoon, wasn't
we
it?
We were literally waiting to go out for dinner and then the heavens opened.
Yeah, there was lightning, horrible. Thunder.
The lightning was...
It was cool.
Pretty something else.
I hate lightning.
I hate stuff that storms.
Mexican moustache for Ricardo.
Yes. And they had a really cool barbershop in the paddock.
They had a very cool... Did he have a Mexican moustache?
He had a moustache.
It wasn't like a big handlebar though, was it?
It was
Hold
semi.
On. I can feel it coming.
Half a point!
No, I think that gets a full point.
You think it's a full point. We're doing
plus
well.
Plus, so many people in the paddock had moustaches. Like, I just think that should get a point.
Yeah, why didn't you, Matty? You should have...
I shaved and then we went into the paddock. I didn't know we were going to get into going
just
the paddock.
Just before you went into the paddock, just shaving outside of it.
Hamilton will wear a sombrero to celebrate his title. No.
Did that happen?
There is still time.
Did he?
There's still time.
Okay,
for
well,
to
we
wear
can't give
sombrero.
Half.
That's no.
Still time. Yeah, he could at some point wear a sombrero.
One day in the future.
Today, like, because he might go out and party tonight and put a sombrero on, like at the karaoke bar.
We could recommend it to him.
Oh my God, imagine! Mm. Imagine if he went karaokeing. Is that the word? Sergio Perez will be best of the rest.
Oh, I want
it's
it
almost
so
like you
much.
Did that prediction.
Sorry, Serge.
So sad.
Serge.
Yeah, I can call him that. It's fine. We go way back.
His nickname's Checo.
So primary school when you were both 14.
Yeah, we were bullied really
yeah,
badly.
That was such a shame. Such a shame. We've already touched on it, it's sad. Now let's move on to podcast predictions for Brazil. Jess?
Hamilton won't win.
Shock.
Is number one.
I mean, if history teaches us anything.
Yeah.
It's that. Yeah. So maybe it could be an obvious prediction, but maybe he'll surprise us and... hit a home run for the next two races. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And then my second one is actually I have a confession to make. This isn't.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This isn't my prediction.
Yeah.
It's what? Tommy's.
Oh.
But
R.I.P. Tommy. Wait, what?
Tommy reckons that there will be a deck chair tribute to Alonso.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mm.
I think that's a good prediction.
I can see that. Yeah.
I'd love to claim it for myself, but I can't.
Okay, well done, Tommy. Good prediction, Jason.
Mine is that both Alonso and Ricardo will DNF.
Maybe that ties in with the deck chair thing again.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll retire in exactly the same spot.
He's probably got the deck chair like in the car, just like ready.
Do you reckon they'll leave a deck chair just wet in the exact
same
spot?
I think there
spot.
Will be fans with deck chairs ready to hand it down, definitely.
We should start selling them in the shop.
Deck chairs?
Yeah, Alonso deck chairs.
Would you buy an Alonso deck chair? Let us know in the comment section below. Jason, second one.
Second one.
Magnussen?
I think Magnussen will have another whinge about Alonso again.
A lot of Alonso-based.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
You love an Alonso.
I've always
you
loved
love
him.
An Alonso.
You an Alonso. Love an Alonso. Not the, just one of them.
I actually met someone, I keep saying about the paddock, sorry, but someone in the paddock came up and was like, hey, we love your content and stuff. And then he showed me his thing and his name was Fernando Alfonso Alonso.
No, no way.
Shit.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were chatting. But this was, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Alonso lookalike in, I think
yes.
it was the Spanish Grand Prix?
Because,
and he was going around and people were like interviewing, thinking that he was actually Alonso.
Before COTA, yeah. in a paper in Austin, they put profiles on some of the drivers. And for Alonso's one, they used a headshot of that guy.
No way.
No,
that's amazing.
And it wasn't a joke. They used that
that's
picture
so
of
good.
Him, of the fake Alonso.
Yeah.
Falonzo, if you will.
Falonzo.
Amazing.
And I forgot his name. He actually did have a name, like Eric or something. I can't remember.
Eric. Just Eric.
So Spanish.
Yeah, they used the wrong picture.
That's amazing.
That
is incredible. My two predictions, Nico Hülkenberg will finally get a podium. Now, that's a stretch, but Hülkenberg is very good around Brazil. We've seen it in the past, and Brazil also has changeable conditions. He got, you know, was it, wait, Hülkenberg, what did he get, where did he qualify when he had that amazing, did he get pole?
I don't remember.
He
did get pole.
I feel like
I
he was
he
like in
pole.
A podium position.
I feel like he got pole.
I can't remember.
Maybe that's completely
Let
wrong.
Us know.
I'm so sorry. And yeah, and Van Dorn,
people will soon tell you if you're wrong or not.
Yeah, they're probably already writing the comment and we haven't even released the video yet. So Van Dorn will outqualify Alonso. There you
Another
go.
Another Alonso one.
Jeez. I mean, he's leaving. We won't have predictions.
We need to like get it all out now. So
it's a really
yeah.
sad end to his career, isn't
I'm
it?
So
it
sad.
Is, yeah.
So
it really
sad
is.
About that.
So let's hope that he has an okay race.
But let's hope my prediction comes true because yeah.
No. He has a great race but retires.
Yeah.
Are you alright?
Just stop
Alan,
short of the line
when,
at the end.
Do you remember when Massa, it was Massa's last Brazilian Grand Prix mm-hmm. and he
did the whole,
his car broke down
walk, and it was
and
so
did,
emotional.
Oh my
that
god.
That was heartbreaking.
That
yeah.
was insane. And then
Massa
he, and then he
contract
came back. Yeah, literally, like, yeah, he came back. But.
And that was for some cash money, so I'll let him off for that yeah. one. But yeah, I think Van Dorn will qualify Alonso for the first time this season. That is horrific. That is so such a bad record to have. I don't even know if that's ever happened in the history of the sport. No
Let's
one
know
does
let us know.
Yeah. Fan predictions, we have three. Lewis will hit the wall in quali by Kay Corpilla. I don't think that'll happen personally. I think it's once it happened last year. Get over it. I sound like a fanboy. What
you
was
do,
that
you do
that
danger.
Was almost like Charles will hit the wall and I was like I hope Charles doesn't hit the wall. Bottas refuses to pass Lewis without a fight. Sacred silence. Yes, good. Give it to him, please. None of
give
this.
It. Give
oh,
it to him.
Oh yeah, yes, Miles. Yes, give it to him.
So you think he won't have a fight? You think it'll just be given to
no,
him?
No, give it to him. And give him the fight.
Oh, okay.
Give him fight. And Max will pull another move like on Rosberg a while ago in the rain at De Marcy, man. Hmm. We'd need rain for that.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
Please
I think people would have learned, though, after seeing. It's weird to say that F1 drivers would learn from it, like, because it's a karting
that was
technique.
His rookie, that was that his rookie season that he did that?
No. It, that was in the
not?
Red Bull. So, and he was Toro.
Oh,
so
that was.
Oh, no, but then he moved.
He moved.
But yes, it would have been because Rosberg, 2016. Rookie season. Max Verstappen. What a man.
That I remember I watched that race. I just come back from the MotoGP finale and I was in the airport and it was on and everybody in the airport was glued to the TV because of Max, like how magic he was in the wet. And that's one of those races where you'll never forget it. Like I don't think it's not quite at like where were you when Max did it, but it's just one of those races
it's
that
cool.
I will never forget. It was just magic.
So
and that's
good.
What I mean, you know, when we're always talking and like berating drivers or saying like he's not world champion material, that's what I mean when I talk about like you can tell the magical people, like Charles Leclerc is probably one of them, like he's magic. Max is magic. You know, Ricardo on his good days has the potential. I don't know if he's quite the same.
I don't know if magic's the word though.
Yeah, it's those kinds of qualities that you need from world champions. You know, Vettel's got it.
Van Dorn.
You know, as much as I hate to say it, Rosberg had it on his good days.
He did.
And in his early seasons as well, like before he was at Mercedes, like I was like, he's probably going to be a world champion one day.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing that I'm like, that's what they're missing.
Yeah.
Like there's quite a few people on the grid right now. and it's going to happen, right? Not everybody can be world champions, especially when you've got people like Lewis in there who's won five in his career.
Yeah.
He's going after
Schumacher. How happy are you about that, Jess?
I think, like I said before, like I it feels really like, oh, okay, well done.
But the
like,
actual,
obviously, it's
the
good.
Fact that he won. Yeah. So the fact that he's now five times a champion,
I think,
rather than the race.
The season was really good. And I know we'll probably do like end up doing a wrap-up.
Oh, yeah.
A season wrap-up podcast. But like it was such a promising season. And I don't think it was a bad season. I do think it was probably one of the better seasons of this hybrid era.
Mm-hmm.
But it just like it was just really disappointing that it just kind of all ran away at the end.
Yeah.
And
it deserved a finale, didn't it?
It did.
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
It did, because I think this was like, and especially for like people like Liberty, who, you know, this is their second season in charge, working with like the FIA and everybody and trying to get the rules and regulations changed and like doing things to make the racing more competitive and all that kind of thing. Like, it would have just been the perfect way to go. Fixed. I mean, it's not fixed, but we've improved, and F1 is exciting. And
just have to blame Vettel for that.
I mean, yeah, it's just. I mean, it makes me excited for next year. I think there's going to be so much unpredictability because the grid is so different.
I think Charles will wipe the floor with him.
Do you?
I do. I think it'll be another Ricciardo Vettel Red Bull season.
Because he wasn't happy then, was he?
No, well, he left, didn't he? So I think, as I said, I think before in another podcast, I think Charles will take a few races just to
settle in.
And then, like he did at Sauber, although, albeit that was his first F1 season. His first F1 season. What?
Kid done good.
It's going to be good. Jason, what do you think about Charles Leclerc? Just quickly.
Who
is actually your favourite driver?
I always liked Alonso, so but now he's leaving and... I'm sort of...
So you're a Charles Leclerc fanboy. Nice. Okay, so what do you think of Charles?
Charles, yeah, I can't really fault him. I think it's great that he's going to Ferrari. It's great to see...
Do you think it's too soon?
Sorry?
Do you think it's too soon?
Too soon? I think he'll show us, won't he?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Now, that was a way of not answering a question.
Yeah, that was... Please don't hurt me. I'm just going to go sitting on the fence. Now we're waving to some more people.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, people.
I don't think we ever met them, did we?
I think we're the literally last people in this building now.
Hey, hardworking people. We're actually flying in 6 hours. Are you doing an alley there, Rory? Are you telling me to stop the podcast? 48 minutes and 34 seconds in. Okay, we're done. WTF1 podcast is finished here in Mexico. Thank you so much to Jason.
Thank you.
For joining us.
I'll stand in, Tommy.
That's all right. Thank God there was no one else.
Yeah. And that is it. We are done. It's been a pleasure. It's been a actually quite a fun podcast. I've enjoyed this. Thank you so much, Jason. It's been a pleasure. And obviously to you as well, Jess. Thank you to me. Goodbye.
See ya.
Do we just keep staring at it?
Yeah. I mean, you can.
Until Rory stops.
Okay.
Hello, Rory. Please stop.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.